All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5, and we have Splashdown.
Splashdown.
Splashdown. We'll talk more about that in just a second. Pretty cool to have Splashdown right here in our backyard with the SpaceX rocket.
Mm-hmm.
We also had some ideas we bounced around this morning of maybe how to make it a little more like NASCAR.
Yeah, I think so.
There were some opportunities missed yesterday on Splashdown for branding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you were watching NASCAR yesterday and you see Brad Keselowski get out of the car after his win, and I want to thank the Coca-Cola team. Pennzoil kept us running throughout. If we could do that for the SpaceX rocket.
Now, you have the astronauts climb out, talk about, and have on their spacesuits, have all the logo patches on there.
Yeah. First thing I wanted when I splashed down was an ice cold Pepsi, and I'm glad they had that ready for me.
Be smiling, floating there on the capsule, drinking the beverage.
It's time to cross promote and get the astronauts involved here.
That's pretty cool. Were y'all some of the boats that were in the way when the rocket was going to splash down yesterday? We'll talk more about that. Also, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, talk about what was going on the other side of Florida as Isaias is now maybe going to return to hurricane strength. We'll see what happens here as it goes in towards the Carolinas.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I guess it's already 4 miles per hour short of being ruled a hurricane.
It's close. It's almost enough to just bump it up.
Very close.
I'm sure they'll do that.
Not dangerous now. 4 miles per hour faster, then we're talking about a different
animal. Then it's run for your lives.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, you're cool. 4 more miles an hour, it's total devastation.
Then it's dangerous.
It's total devastation. We'll run some of that by Dr. Bill coming up at 6:35. All right, we'll start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours every weekday morning. Coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, and some big numbers here at home, but we start nationally where in America now, 4.6 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 147,000 have died due to COVID-19. It appears that we're heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases around 10 or 11 days ago. There were 67,500 new cases added Friday, 60,000 Saturday, and 49,000 yesterday. That's the lowest number we've seen since July 5th. The 7-day average dropped to around 60,500 cases per day. That's about what we were averaging on July 13th. But the 7-day average for testing has dropped quite a bit over the last 2 days, now at around 785,000 per day. So that means for America, around 7.7% of the tests are coming back positive. And there were 3,000 deaths added over the weekend. We're averaging just over 1,000 deaths per day over the last week. That's the highest that's been since May 25th. But with new cases and hospitalizations trending down, the deaths should start to decrease again later this week. And as far as testing nationally, there have now been nearly 57 million total tests reported since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 88,811 confirmed cases in the state and 1,576 have died due to the virus. The current hospitalization numbers are trending down just a little bit. Now 1,529 people are reportedly in the hospital currently. Mobile County added 1,119 new cases from Friday through yesterday. I believe that is the story of this week for our area here. That includes new highs of 382 cases on Saturday and 532 cases yesterday, by far a new high. Now, it is possible that those numbers have been backlogged because the Mobile County Health Department has been consistently ahead of the ADPH's number, the Alabama Department of Public Health. So I'm thinking maybe we had some backlogged cases that were added over the weekend, and Mobile County also added 10 deaths, bringing the totals to now 8,998 cases, with 191 that have died due to COVID here in Mobile. Baldwin County added 191 new cases and 2 deaths over the weekend. They've had 3,175 cases with 22 deaths. Washington County, 310 cases with 11 that have died. Clark County, 484 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 388 cases with 4 deaths. Kanaka County, 371 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County, 965 cases where 15 have died due to COVID. Choctaw County, 273 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 402 cases with 9 deaths. And looking at the 3 counties that have been hit hardest since the pandemic came to Alabama, Mobile County over the weekend, I mentioned, by far the most number of new cases. Jefferson County continues to add cases at an alarming rate. They added 711 over the weekend with 5 deaths. And Montgomery County, still seeing their numbers decrease, they added only 241 new cases over the weekend with 4 new deaths. But looking at the state as a whole, over 5,000 cases were added over the weekend. That spiked the seven-day average back up to 1,637 cases per day after we began to decline for a week or so. We're also averaging nearly 8,000 tests per day, lower than we've been seeing. That puts Alabama at a 20.5% positivity rate. And I mentioned earlier the national average right now, 7.7%. For the state, 60 deaths reported over the weekend. Seven-day average has dropped from, we were 27 at the beginning of last week. We're now averaging 21 deaths per day. And I'll just add, new cases, deaths, hospitalizations, and testing on the 14-day averages have all been trending down recently, although I would expect to see another increase in reported deaths following the highs in cases from about 10 days ago.
Yeah, and Dalton, I appreciate the update there, and you bring up so many things. First of all, from all your time reporting on this, 7-day average is what people need to look at more than day-to-day.
Definitely, especially when you look at all these local municipalities, all these testing sites, hospitals, they are sending their information to their counties or to the, eventually it makes its way to the Alabama Department of Public Health. And when you're dealing with some of these really small places, some of these more rural places, a lot of these can be backlogged. Also, the information just getting from these places to the state, I think that might explain some of why we saw such an increase in cases. But that makes it even more important that instead of looking at the daily numbers and saying, oh, we added 590 cases from Mobile yesterday. Yesterday must have been really, really bad.
And it's not reality.
Yeah, no, that's at least a week behind. And if you look at the average, that gives you a bit more of a clear picture over what we're seeing over time rather than the day-to-day numbers.
You know, another thing you're talking about here is the number of positive cases for Alabama. Pretty shocking.
20.5%
right now. But, once again, that doesn't take away from that, but to put things in context, those are people who are going to get tested.
Right.
Now, there are more people that aren't really, really sick that go to get tested than it used to be. It used to be you had to be really sick to get tested. But understand that that's a sample of the people that got tested. It's not a sample of the entire population of Alabama. And that's one of the things those numbers get rolled out and people go, 20% of people in Alabama have... 20% of the people that went to get tested.
Yeah. And, you know, it's an issue...
So more people that go to get tested do not have it than have it.
Exactly. And that brings up other questions. Testing has been skyrocketing nationally and here in Alabama. It looked like we were well on our way to 1 million tests per day nationally. But over the last few days, that number has dipped drastically for number of new tests. Same for Alabama. Over the last week, we've been seeing those numbers decline. I wonder if more people out there are just refusing to go get tested. They either don't want to wait in line, or they are, you know, I don't know, worried that they will have it or something. Or maybe there are more asymptomatic cases now than there were before. But that could explain why we're seeing less testing. I don't think that there are fewer tests out there. I think they continue to make more new tests and make them available, but maybe fewer people are going out and getting tested.
What do y'all notice? You notice in your friends and family less testing or more? What are you seeing? Let us know on the text line at 343-0106. Plus, on the other side here, you know, you've got the virus and the side of the fight against the pandemic. Then you have the fight to keep the economy going. Negotiators spent the weekend trying to reach a deal on the coronavirus stimulus plan as crucial benefits have already expired. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
Negotiations resumed today after weekend talks between top congressional Democrats and the White House. One of the biggest issues, but not the only one, is an extension of the $600 a week unemployment enhancement. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on ABC's This Week echoes what many Republicans have been saying, that the bonus has been a disincentive for people to go back to work.
There's no question in certain cases where we're paying people more to work, stay home than to work, that's created issues in the entire economy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC's This Week the $600 bonus has been keeping the entire economy going.
We have been for the $600. They have a $200 proposal, which does not meet the needs of America's working families.
Secretary Mnuchin on ABC says Democrats should have taken the deal to extend those benefits short term.
Let's extend it for 1 week at the same rate while we negotiate so we don't hurt the American public.
What's hurting the American public, says House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, is letting the $600 lifeline expire.
People are trying to put food on the table. People who are unemployed, people who are having their unemployment compensation was supplemented by the $600. They want to cut it down to 200.
On CNN's State of the Union, Representative Clyburn said the cut to 200 shows where Republican priorities lie.
At the same time, they want to give 100% tax deductions to business lunches. What kind of priority is that?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's not just the unemployment issue that illustrates the difference in priorities.
Renter and homeowner predictions have expired. Those must be renewed. State and local governments are going broke. We need to really deal with that issue.
And that's why, say Democrats, they want a complete, comprehensive stimulus bill, not a piecemeal approach. Speaker Pelosi says none of this would have been necessary if the Republicans in the Senate had taken the matter seriously and started negotiations weeks ago, rather than just mere days before the crucial benefits expired. Representative Clyburn tells CNN he agrees.
I don't know that this is an honest negotiation when you want to leave town and not sit around the table and do what needs to be done.
While Republicans who control the Senate went home for the weekend, there's no indication when they might coalesce around a deal, either within their own caucus or with House and Senate Democrats. But Treasury Secretary Mnuchin on ABC says he's still working with the Democrats, and he's not giving up.
We're going to work every day until we reach a reasonable agreement that's good for the American public.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Point out, too, that the House is on their August break until, Wednesday after Labor Day, getting this deal put together. Oh, by the way, Mnuchin yesterday, too, on ABC, got into talking about TikTok, Dalton.
Oh, boy.
More TikTok in the news. The deal now is they might let, and President Trump was commenting on this, too, might let TikTok in if Microsoft, which is... Microsoft is very business. It's not very...
Yeah.
Microsoft as a brand doesn't match TikTok as well to me, but the idea would be that Microsoft would buy TikTok North America or whatever and run it. But you tell me the Chinese wouldn't have something built into TikTok North America that would...
They would find their way around it, for sure. Yeah, and Microsoft, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe they have any big players in the social media game right now. And Skype, you know, this was Skype's time to shine. Shut down, everyone at home working, and Skype just got completely ran over by Zoom. They got zoomed over. Tough few months for Skype and Microsoft, but, you know, if they're allowed to buy this... the only thing I suggest, if they do decide to shut this down... The president needs to make the final TikTok. Like, the announcement needs to come via TikTok where he says, this is it. This is the last one.
And make it to a song and a dance.
Yeah,
and
something like that.
I'll work on that. All right. Coming up in sports?
Well, we had baseball, basketball, and live hockey over the weekend. So I'll let you know how the Braves did. And also a Mets player who just decided, hey, I'm done showing up. I'm opting out of this season. And we had NASCAR and another win for Justin Thomas on the PGA Tour yesterday. I'll tell you more coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Firefighters in Baldwin County have put out a fire at Gulf State Park. State forestry officials confirmed between 80 and 100 acres burned in that fire, which started Sunday afternoon. The fire torched acres around Gulf State Park west of the lodge. The Gulf Shores Fire Department, Orange Beach Fire Rescue, Alabama Forestry, and other agencies pitched in. A historic day Sunday along the Gulf Coast as a SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down in the Gulf 170 miles off the Florida-Alabama line. It was a 19-hour return home for astronauts Bob Macon and Doug Hurley. The astronauts were taken to the medical bay on board the ship that collected the capsule and then on to NAS Pensacola, where Hurley was once a young aviation student. They're expected to take part in the SpaceX news conference tomorrow. A Mobile family escaped an early morning fire on Herman Street. The call came in just after 2 this morning. Family members say they heard shattering glass in the living room and then found the flames. Everyone made it out. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. State troopers are heading to an accident in front of Boykin Park, right in front of Carroll Plantation, close to the interstate. In front of Boykin Park and Carroll Plantation. Still looks great across the Bayway and the Causeway as traffic's starting to build in each direction. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can still shop online at SpringHillToyota.com. It's just that easy. A 2020 Camry for as low as $149 a month for 34 months with 12,000 miles. Find them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
623 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves won their fifth in a row with a 4-0 shutout over the Mets yesterday.
And on the ground slowly, that should do it. Freddie's got it. To the bag we go, and the Braves have shut out New York 4-0. They've won the series outright. They extend their winning streak, Jeff, to five straight games and a little bit of everything again for Brian Snitker's bunch.
That call from the fine folks at Fox Sports South. Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes caused a scare when he gave no warnings and did not report to yesterday's game. After the loss, Mets general manager Brody Van Wagenen announced that Cespedes has decided to opt out of the remainder of the 2020 season due to COVID-related issues. The Braves will look for the four-game sweep tonight when they take on New York at 6. There were three series postponed over the weekend. The Miami Marlins and Washington Nationals did not play their scheduled series as the Marlins continued to deal with the 19 members of their team that have tested positive for COVID-19. The Phillies and Blue Jays series was canceled after a couple members of Philadelphia's staff tested positive following their series last weekend against Miami. And the St. Louis Cardinals three-game series against Milwaukee was called off. On Saturday, the team had one player and three staff members test positive, while four more members of the organization had inconclusive results. So the Cardinals' upcoming four-game series against Detroit was scheduled to be a home-and-home, but instead the Cardinals and Tigers will play all four games in Detroit with a doubleheader scheduled for Wednesday. In golf, Justin Thomas pulled away in the final three holes to win the WGC Invitational in Memphis by three strokes. Thomas, at 27 years old, became the third youngest player since 1960 to reach 13 PGA Tour wins, trailing only Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski dominated at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for his third win of the 2020 season. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets rallied to beat Milwaukee 120-116. Houston tied an NBA record for the most three-point attempts in a regulation game with 61. They made 21 of those. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 52-year-old is reportedly asymptomatic and doing well. New York Jets middle linebacker C.J. Mosley has decided to opt out for the 2020 season. Former University of Alabama athletic director and Tennessee football coach Bill Battle has been hospitalized with COVID-19. The 78-year-old is expected to make a full recovery. And in some sad news, Louisiana Lafayette assistant football coach DJ Looney passed away Saturday morning after suffering a heart attack at a team workout at Cajun Field in Lafayette. According to Sports Illustrated, Looney was pronounced dead after being transported to a local hospital. He was 31 years old. 625 FM Talk 106.5, that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Everyone's favorite for the 4th of July is warm, buttery corn on the cob and cold, sweet watermelon. Shop Allegri Farm Market this week for just pick corn and watermelon from the Allegri Farm, brought in several times a day, so it's as fresh as it gets. Stop on your way to the beach, home from work, or every day. Fresh, delicious Allegri Farm Market on Highway 181 in Daphne, open 7 to 2 on 4th of July. From the friendly staff at Allegri Farm Market, Happy Independence Day.
Right,
627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Dalton and our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us here in just a few to talk about our work week forecast and also a look at the tropics. Plus, looks like the Sweet Caroline has been banned.
What?
Sweet Caroline? Not baseball. I know you're worried, but
yes, that's what I was worried about.
It's nice. I'd like to know what it's like at this place. An Irish pub in Spain has banned Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. I guess that they built that out there at the Irish pub in Spain. But Sweet Caroline has been banned because drunk people are likely to sing along, and they say it sprints too many droplets out there.
Da, da, da.
Another victim of COVID, Sweet Caroline. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Firefighters in Baldwin County who put out a fire at Gulf State Park. State forestry officials confirmed between 80 and 100 acres burned in that fire, which started Sunday afternoon. The fire torched acres around Gulf State Park west of the lodge. The Gulf Shores Fire Department, Orange Beach Fire Rescue, Alabama Forestry, and other agencies pitched in. A historic day Sunday along the Gulf Coast as a SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down in the Gulf 170 miles off the Florida-Alabama line. It was a 19-hour return home for astronauts Bob Minkin and Doug Hurley. The astronauts were taken to the medical bay on board the ship that collected the capsule and then on to NAS Pensacola, where Hurley was once a young aviation student. They're expected to take part in the SpaceX news conference tomorrow. A Mobile family escaped an early morning fire on Herman Street. The call came in just after 2 this morning. Family members say they heard shattering glass in the living room and then found the flames. Everyone made it out. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
My trip to Israel last year profoundly changed me. I traveled from Gethsemane, where Christ prayed, to Mass on the Sea of Galilee. I went to Bethlehem to see where he was born, and then to his tomb where he rose from the dead. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, but it was a place at the Sermon on the Mount where we were taught the Beatitudes that gave me a renewed sense of purpose, to always protect the hopeless, the helpless, and the powerless. Those principles are why I used my good fortune to help build the Morgan & Morgan Hunger Relief Center at Second Harvest, and why we have spent millions of dollars to raise the minimum wage in Florida. My purpose today is different than when I first started. My firm has been my ministry after my brother Tim was hurt. Never did I think we would become the largest injury firm in the world, but here we are, and we are here for you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Morgan & Morgan, for all God's people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Negotiators spent the weekend trying to reach a deal on a coronavirus stimulus plan as crucial benefits have already expired. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on ABC's This Week echoes what many Republicans have been saying, that the bonus has been a disincentive for people to go back to work.
There's no question in certain cases where we're paying people more to work, stay home than to work.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC's This Week the $600 bonus has been keeping the entire economy going. While Republicans who control the Senate went home for the weekend, there's no indication when they might coalesce around a deal, either within their own caucus or with House and Senate Democrats. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Tropical storm Isaias continues its march along the Atlantic seaboard. The National Hurricane Center warns coastal areas that the system could pick up energy and become a hurricane once again. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amazon's revenue during the 3 months ended in June blew away Wall Street projections as the company continued to experience a surge in demand due to the pandemic. The online retail giant generated $88.9 billion in revenue during the quarter, up 40% from the same period a year ago and well above expectations. Net income doubled during the quarter to $5.2 billion despite the company's more than $4 billion investment in managing the pandemic. According to a Reuters poll of over 500 economists, the world economic outlook has dimmed again, with still rising coronavirus infections and the risk of renewed lockdowns increasing the chances that any rebounds will reverse course. The global economy is now expected to shrink 4% this year, or by about $3.4 trillion, roughly equivalent to wiping out the economies of Canada and Australia entirely. That's down from negative 3.7% predicted in June and is the sixth consecutive downgrade to forecast since January. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now. Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And not bad over the weekend. I mean, we were in the 1.8s with the weekend weather scale.
Yeah, we got into the low 90s, which is just about what it should be this time of the year. And no rain in this immediate area. And we've got a pretty good weather pattern shaping up now, thanks to the tropical storm that's moving up the East Coast. And there is a rather weak cold front that's coming down through Arkansas. It's not going to do very much, but it will give us a little bit, a little drier air for the middle of the week. As for today, I expect mostly sunny skies, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and we're going to warm up to about 92, perhaps 93 degrees. Now, tonight, mostly clear, down to about 72. And then tomorrow, a sunny day and no rain in the forecast. High tomorrow, about 92 to 93 degrees. Now, for the rest of the week, sunny skies for Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower 90s. And then we look to Friday. Sunny skies again, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and low 90s. And then over the weekend, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorm activity. But we should have plenty of sunshine over the weekend and temperatures in the lower 90s. So we do have some dry weather carry us even into Friday, where there's only a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
Are we going to be, other than the reduced number of thunderstorms, are we going to be able to feel that effect? Because often, you know, when those storms go east of us, we get that kind of drier air, at least something you can feel here on the west side.
Yeah, this is not a real big storm going up the East Coast, so it's not going to pull down a lot of cool, dry air.
Okay.
But we will feel the drop in the humidity. I think we'll feel a little bit tomorrow, but certainly Wednesday and Thursday. And let's call it just a little bit more comfortable.
Okay. Talk to us about Isaias and what's happening now with that storm.
Well, the storm is now just east of Jacksonville. It's never really been able to get its act together, mainly because of some shearing in the upper atmosphere that has kept that storm from developing, and it has caused most of the heavy thunderstorm activity to be on the eastern side of the storm center. But right now, the center is east of Jacksonville. It's moving north around 9 miles per hour. The shearing is going to let up here in the next 6-12 hours, and it might allow it to get back up to a hurricane status, but only a minimal hurricane, perhaps at the threshold of about 75 miles per hour. It'll continue on a north track and will most likely make landfall tonight along the South Carolina-North Carolina border. After that, it'll move on shore, drop back to a tropical storm, move across eastern Virginia tomorrow, across Chesapeake Bay, across New York City, New England. Going to take rather a tourist trip all the way through the Northeast, and in just 2 or 3 days, it'll end up being in eastern Canada.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
There's another disturbance a little north of the Leeward Islands. It may develop into a depression, but it's going to stay out in the open Atlantic, so it's no threat to anybody. And there are quite a few thunderstorms popping up now in the tropical Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert, keeping his eye on the Atlantic, the Gulf, and anywhere else tropical weather pops up. We appreciate that. He's been doing it for 40 years. So
is that all?
Yeah, 40 years. Probably pretty good at it. All right, and let's talk about that. Dr. Bill's been one of those staples of FM Talk 106.5, but we're constantly growing this radio station and the family here, and we want to welcome aboard this morning, starting at 9. The Jeff Poor Show debuts on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, yeah.
9 to noon, Jeff Poor. We'll get him in here in the studio a little bit beforehand to razz him and mess with him or whatever.
Yeah, well, I hope he shows up.
Yeah,
first
true.
Show, 9 a.m., so he better be here early.
It'd be bad if he didn't make the first
yeah.
show. No, I think I got confidence in him. That's this morning, 9 o'clock, Jeff Poor Show debuting here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, state troopers are working the accident at Carroll Plantation at Williams Road. It's right by Boykin Road. Again, that's close to the interstate, so be careful. No new wrecks in the roadways, though. Still look great coming down from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. In each direction across the Bayway, we've had no major backups or delays. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls. Highway 59 in Foley has their dining rooms open for dine-in. Enjoy their lunch today. Pork chops, roast beef, and barbecue ribs, and all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch in Foley. Only it's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. It's time for the 18th annual Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, Saturday, August 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. Fish in 16 different inshore or offshore categories. Cash jackpots for king mackerel and speckled trout, plus thousands of dollars in door prizes and the Mystic Angler cash drawings of $100, $200, and $250 will be given away. Due to COVID-19, prize winners will be contacted after the rodeo and social distancing guidelines will be in place on site. Tickets are $25. Kids 12 and under, $10. Kids prizes for croaker, hard-headed catfish, and white trout supplied by Bass Pro Shops. The Stripers proudly donate 20% of the cash jackpots, plus match it for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For tournament details and tickets, visit mssrodeo.com. The Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, August 15th, Dauphin Island Marina. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shops, Mobile Appliance, L&M Tires, Smith Electric, Greer's Food Tiger, Dennis Lang and Construction, Don's Heating and Air, and Butch Cassidy's MG. Judy's Place.
Right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and Kane with traffic. And yeah, reminder, Jeff Poore starting up at 9 this morning. Oh, by the way, too, I said a story from our news partners at WKRG, and I was sent the picture over the weekend. Somebody said, is this a picture of the SpaceX landing, or is this opening day of snapper season with the boat? So from WKRG, it says, NASA officials say they are concerned about the safety after Sunday's SpaceX splashdown near Pensacola. Coast Guard cleared a 10-mile radius around the area during the actual splashdown, but soon after, boaters swarmed the area. You could see the boats from the live feed NASA provided to Go Navigator from the Go Navigator recovery ship. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine issued or addressed the issue in a post-splashdown press conference, saying, "Not what we were anticipating. After the landing, the boats just came in. We need to do a better job for sure. I will tell you, it was a beautiful sunny day. A lot of boaters were out there. They were certainly intrigued. I think all of America was excited to see the capsule land in the water, but it's something we need to better address next time." Mm-hmm. Now, a couple things here they may not be used to. First of all, the density, I bet if we look at the density of boats on the northern Gulf Coast, you know, boats per capita, pretty darn high.
Oh, yeah.
I know Florida coast is going to be the same thing, but they've been there and done that more in Florida. I think it's not as, I mean, if this was happening a whole bunch down the road, we'd be like, yeah, I'll go to the next splashdown. Mm-hmm. But this is pretty novel.
Yeah, first splashdown in 45 years.
Yeah.
It's relatively rare.
Go look at that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a big to-do, right?
Yes.
So they shut us down for the Blue Angels show last month.
True.
And what are we supposed to do? There's not a whole lot to get into. Snapper season's over.
Right.
So everyone heard that there was going to be a splashdown near Pensacola. Why not go out?
Yeah.
See if you can get those astronauts to land on top of your boat.
Although just something they should consider, we were talking about earlier, other than just being underneath the capsule as it falls down, at least there'd be something logoed on it when it smashed your boat. I think they're missing out when you get away from all the rules of government and start going a different direction with SpaceX. We got opportunities here for branding, mm-hmm. for sponsorships, for logos on the actual capsule.
Yeah,
I mean, think about how many cameras were trained on that capsule yesterday.
So many people watched that, and the four parachutes that brought it down. And
those could be logoed.
It was so cool watching this happen and watching them break. I don't know all the little things they call everything, but breaking apart from the other part of the capsule, which they said dropped 6,000 pounds off the payload, and then the four parachutes flying up. Imagine if they were able to brand those four parachutes, how much money they could have gotten out of it.
Huge, huge. So I bet you see that next time. And the fact is, I may have the first number wrong, but I think they're doing like, does it sound right, 17,000 miles an hour or something like that when they come through the atmosphere? Somebody will correct me on the text line, I'm sure. But I think it's like 17,000, and they slow it down to 20 miles an hour by the time they touchdown.
Yeah, it says it went from a screaming orbital speed of 17,500 miles per hour.
Not bad recall.
To 350 miles an hour during atmospheric reentry, and then finally to 15 miles per hour at splashdown.
Now, you talk about when somebody really lays on the brakes when the stoplight comes up and everybody lurches forward in the car. That's some lurching.
Those are some G's right there.
Big time. Big time. 646 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, Dalton's got sports, and we got headlines from WKRG next.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Firefighters in Baldwin County who put out a fire at Gulf State Park. State forestry officials confirmed between 80 and 100 acres burned in that fire, which started Sunday afternoon. The fire torched acres around Gulf State Park west of the lodge. The Gulf Shores Fire Department, Orange Beach Fire Rescue, Alabama Forestry, and other agencies pitched in. A historic day Sunday along the Gulf Coast as a SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down in the Gulf 170 miles off the Florida-Alabama line. It was a 19-hour return home for astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. The astronauts were taken to the medical bay on board the ship that collected the capsule and then on to NAS Pensacola, where Hurley was once a young aviation student. They're expected to take part in the SpaceX News Conference tomorrow. A Mobile family escaped an early morning fire on Herman Street. The call came in just after 2 this morning. Family members say they heard shattering glass in the living room and then found the flames. Everyone made it out. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves won their fifth game in a row with a 4-0 shutout over the Mets.
And on the ground slowly, that should do it. Freddie's got it, to the bag we go, and the Braves have shut out New York 4-0. They've won the series outright. They extend their winning streak, Jeff, to 5 straight games and a little bit of everything again for Brian Snitker's bunch.
Bad call from Fox Sports South. Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes caused a scare when he gave no warnings and did not report to yesterday's game. After the loss, Mets general manager Brody Van Wagenen announced that Cespedes has decided to opt out of the remainder of the 2020 season due to COVID-related issues. The Braves will look for the 4-game sweep tonight when they take on New York at 6. There were 3 series postponed over the weekend. The Miami Marlins and Washington Nationals didn't play their scheduled series as the Marlins continued to deal with the 19 members of their team that have tested positive for COVID-19. The Phillies and Blue Jays series was canceled after a couple members of Philadelphia's staff tested positive following their series last weekend against Miami. And the St. Louis Cardinals 3-game series against Milwaukee was called off. On Saturday, the team had 1 player and 3 staff members test positive, while 4 more members of the organization had inconclusive results. The Cardinals' upcoming 4-game series against Detroit was scheduled to be a home-and-home. Instead, the Cardinals and Tigers will play all 4 games in Detroit with a doubleheader scheduled for Wednesday. In other games from yesterday, Aaron Judge hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 in a 9-7 Yankees win over Boston. Judge has now homered in 5 straight games. Baltimore swept Tampa with a 5-1 win. The Cubs swept the Pirates with a 2-1 extra innings victory. The Dodgers shut out Arizona 3-0, and Houston rallied to beat the LA Angels 6-5 in extra innings. In golf, Justin Thomas pulled away in the final 3 holes to win the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational in Memphis by 3 strokes. Thomas closed with a 5-under 66 to finish at 13-under par. It was his 13th career PGA Tour title, and at 27 years old, Thomas became the 3rd youngest player since 1960 to reach those 13 wins, trailing only Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. Man, the Bama boys are tearing it up on the course this summer. Brooks Koepka pulled within 1 stroke of Thomas with a birdie on the 17th hole, but double bogeyed 18 to finish tied for 2nd. In NASCAR, Brad Keselowski dominated at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for his 3rd win of the 2020 season. Keselowski and Denny Hamlin traded the lead 18 times during the 301-lap race, with Keselowski crossing the finish line 1.6 seconds ahead of Hamlin. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets rallied to beat Milwaukee 120-116. Houston tied an NBA record for most three-point attempts in a regulation game with 61. They made 21 of those 61 shots. Boston beat Portland 128-124. San Antonio won their second in a row, 108-106, against Memphis. And those losses to Memphis and Portland were a big help for the New Orleans Pelicans, who have lost their first two games of the NBA restart and are in a heated race for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. The Pelicans will face the Grizzlies tonight at 5:30. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 52-year-old is reportedly asymptomatic and doing well. New York Jets middle linebacker C.J. Mosley has decided to opt out of the 2020 season. The former Alabama linebacker has not commented publicly, but ESPN reports that a source said it was due to family health reasons. Former University of Alabama athletic director and Tennessee football coach Bill Battle has been hospitalized with COVID-19. The 78-year-old is expected to make a full recovery. Battle took over as the athletic director at Bama in 2013, stepped down in 2017 shortly after recovering from multiple myeloma, is currently a special assistant to school president Stuart Bell. And Louisiana Lafayette assistant football coach DJ Looney passed away Saturday morning after suffering a heart attack at a team workout at Cajun Field in Lafayette. According to Sports Illustrated, Looney was pronounced dead after being transported to a local hospital. He was 31 years old and entering his third season on the UL football staff. Looney graduated from Oak Mountain High School in Birmingham, played center at Mississippi State, and coached as an assistant with the Bulldogs, East Mississippi Community College, Central Arkansas, and Georgia. 653 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers working an overturn accident at Carroll Plantation and Williams Road. It's with injuries. Officers are on the scene and the wreckers have been called out. So far, no delays across the Bayway. Still a great ride from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got a great chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:55 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Monday style. Glad to have you along. Remember, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. Also, our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. No TikTok, though.
No, we read the tea leaves on that one.
You know, so you think at this point it's... We just stay away from TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, remember who was talking about TikTok and their relation to China? I don't know, 6 months ago, seven months ago?
That'd be you.
That was me.
Yeah.
I knew they were sending the information to China, and that now we're arguing about it.
You know, and the TikTok thing is going to be, it's going to be crushing if we get rid of it in North America, because the 14-year-old, she loves the TikTok.
Yeah.
She loves the TikTok. She's very TikTok-centric. Likes the you know, and I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I do know this, that on ABC's This Week, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, who was on there talking about, you know, stimulus checks and PPP and all that, did take time to talk about TikTok.
the entire committee agrees that TikTok cannot stay in the current format because it risks sending back information on 100 million Americans. I've spoken to Senators Cotton and Rubio. I spoke to the Speaker and Senator Schumer. We all agree there has to be a change. The president can either force a sale or the president can block the app using AIPA, and I'm not going to comment on my specific discussions with the president, but everybody agrees it can't exist as it does.
You're telling me this from here in Mnuchin, that the one thing Democrats and Republicans can agree about in Washington is TikTok.
Apparently.
Their disdain for TikTok. Yeah, either sold or blocked in the United States due to national security concerns. The idea we talked about earlier was that maybe it's Microsoft that picks up the rights to TikTok North America or mm-hmm. whatever, and but they said to do that, they would have to completely break with the Chinese on this. They built the app. Can you ever? So we may go just no TikTok in North America.
I don't know how I will survive, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, but it would bring up a situation. I get what the worries are. But as much as we critique other countries where they limit internet access, that we'll be having to use some backdoor methods for people to get a TikTok app on their phone. Huh. All right. Mnuchin on TikTok. What else can I say? We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Firefighters in Baldwin County who put out a fire at Gulf State Park. State forestry officials confirmed between 80 and 100 acres burned in that fire, which started Sunday afternoon. The fire torched acres around Gulf State Park west of the lodge. The Gulf Shores Fire Department, Orange Beach Fire Rescue, Alabama Forestry, and other agencies pitched in. A historic day Sunday along the Gulf Coast as a SpaceX Crew Dragon splashed down in the Gulf 170 miles off the Florida-Alabama line. It was a 19-hour return home for astronauts Bob Minkin and Doug Hurley. The astronauts were taken to the medical bay on board the ship that collected the capsule and then on to NAS Pensacola, where Hurley was once a young aviation student. They're expected to take part in the SpaceX News conference tomorrow. A Mobile family escaped an early morning fire on Herman Street. The call came in just after 2 this morning. Family members say they heard shattering glass in the living room and then found the flames. Everyone made it out. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call is threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information